The House Transportation Committee is called to order. It is about 3 minutes after 1:00. And let the record show that the following members are present today. Representative Feige, Vice Chair Isaacson, Representative Gaddis, and myself, Representative Wilson. And I'd like to introduce the staff today and recognize that this over here is Nancy Hemingway. She's our House Recording Secretary. And on this side is our LIO monitor, Sam. And my committee aide is Becky Rooney. So before we start, please turn off your phones, or at least put them on airplane mode. And today we're going to hear House Bill 314, Passenger Vehicle Rental Tax. And I do plan on moving this bill out today. And as you might be aware, we've heard the bill in committee. We listened to comments from different people and realized that we needed to make some changes. So we sent it back, made the changes. And so now Jane is going to come forward and explain. Representative Thompson, maybe both of them, I don't know for sure which, will explain the changes to your CS. But first,
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I move the committee accept the CSHB 314-28-LS1497-C as our working document.
1479.
Okay.
Thank 1497?
No.
1479. There's a typo, Madam Chair. Okay. 1479. Thank you for that.
Okay. All right. All right. So, Jane, go ahead. Which one are you? Okay, Representative Thompson, go ahead and explain the changes to the bill.
Madam Chair, I'm Steve Thompson, representative from House District 3 up in Fairbanks, and with me is my Chief of Staff, Jane Pearson, who will explain the intricacies of this bill. But I'll go back, and it's been a while, so I'll remind everybody what this is about. The CS House Bill 314, and in 2003, the legislature passed a rental vehicle tax intended to raise revenue from tourists using rental cars on the state road system. The rental car companies collect the tax from the customer, and then the vehicle is rented and then submit the tax to the state. For the first 9 years of the rental vehicle tax, the Department of Revenue did not apply the tax to Alaskan companies engaged in the long-term leasing of heavy vehicles to other Alaska businesses. But in 2010, the Department of Revenue began an attempt to collect the vehicle rental tax from Alaskan businesses who may not be involved in the visitor industry and do not rent to tourists. Some companies had long-term leases, mostly of heavier vehicles with other Alaska businesses. In order to clarify the intent of the original vehicle tax, House Bill 314 amends the statute to clarify that the rental vehicle tax does not apply to Alaskan businesses making long-term rentals to other Alaska businesses. Specifically, CSHB 314 reduces from 90 days to 28 days the term of a rental tax that is exempt from the tax. And that's the normal renting period for a lot of the vehicles up on North Slope. It better organizes the statute by consolidating the term passenger and recreational into the same section. So this gives you a reminder of what this bill is about, and my staff chain can get into the details a little bit.
Okay, let the record show that Representative Lynn has just joined us. And the bill before us now is the version C, Representative Lynn. So, getting his microphone on. Representative Lynn, the version before us is version C.
Version C, okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I got it.
All righty. Okay, Jane, go ahead and go through it with us so that we know exactly the changes that you made.
For the record, my name is Jane Pearson, staff to Representative Steve Thompson. And this is version C, and we basically in section 1 is a housekeeping provision that we've consolidated the two existing sections for passenger and recreational vehicles into one group. Section 2 amends the 90-day leasing period for exemption to 28 days. That's because a lot of commercial leases run in 28-day periods. We also took language from Department of Revenue on their extension for that they had in the regs. So the rental is for 28 days or more. It's a written contract. An extension of the contract is also exempt as long as the extension is agreed upon before the expiration of the 28-day lease or rental period, and there is no break between the initial period and the period of extension. This is, of course, to bring it more in line with the 28-day leases. Section 3 is, once again, a consolidation of the terms passenger and recreational to better organize the statute. And this section clearly states that passenger vehicles are taxed at a rate of 10% and recreational vehicles are taxed at the rate of 3%. This is the way it was in statute before, so there is no statutory changes except for some reorganization. Section 4 repeals 4352.030 and 040 because they're no longer needed because we did the consolidation. And Section 5 provides for immediate effective date. So, again, the intent of 314 is to clarify which rental vehicles are to be taxed and which are not. And so the intent is for only passenger rental cars as described in 4352 to be taxed.
Okay. Representative Geddes, questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess my only question is the 28 days. I'm just not familiar with that. I mean, I did understand the other parts, and they made sense, and I think they were good changes. Can you explain the 28 days? I'm just not familiar with that.
Representative Geddes, through the chair, in talking with equipment rental companies that rent out long-term leases, a lot of their smallest term is a 28-day lease, so this would cover them. A tourist that rents a car is usually not going to rent it for a 28-day period. If they do, they will be spending a lot of money in this state otherwise besides just on the taxes. So that is the line that we drew in the sand to say that these long-term leases are exempt from tax.
And follow-up?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I understand that, and it makes sense. I guess what happens at 28 days? I just find that interesting that 28 days is some, I won't say magic number, but what happens at 28 days, 30 days, 31, 40 days? I mean, why 28? Did they even mention what happens? Why do they do that at 28? I'm curious more than anything else.
Representative Geddes, through the chair, that would be a 4 weeks lease. Also, when looking at other statutes, such as a hotel statute, once you have residency for 30 days, it's no longer taxed. It's considered to have residency. So mm-hmm. That was sort of the thought process used in this, and we originally had 30 days, and then in talking with the companies, they said, that kind of works, but, you know, our lease terms are 28 days.
It's four.
Yeah.
And, Madam Chair, I think it's the 4 weeks that I get that. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Is there, maybe I should open up, see if I'd like to open up a public testimony. We do have someone online, but they're just there for questions. Is there anyone online? Is there someone? Okay. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Okay. Well.
Are you going to close public testimony?
Well, I didn't open it.
Oh.
So, what are the wishes of the committee? You've heard the bill before. It's before us. And what are your, are there any concerns or anything you represent, Geddes?
Well, and I think that I may have made it quite clear, and if I haven't, I think that the bill sponsor has cleaned up some areas that needed to be cleaned up. I think they did a good job, and I certainly would like to move this out of committee and move it on. It's a good bill.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I move CSHB 314-28-LS1479-C from committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal notes.
Okay. Hearing no objections, so moved. So make sure that you stay around to sign the paperwork, but there will be no meeting on Thursday.
Excuse me. Zero fiscal note?
You might have a modification to forthcoming fiscal note because there will be a...
Oh, okay.
Madam Chair, I amend the motion with the forthcoming fiscal note.
All right. Because we have a zero fiscal note at this time, but there will be one coming that will trail along, I guess. So it is amended now to say with individual recommendations and forthcoming fiscal notes. So that has passed. We've got our agenda for next or for Thursday. There's no meeting on Thursday, so it's adjourned.